Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? A tremendous New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve 2018. Whoop, whoop. What's going on? Unbelievable, man. It's ending. 2018, the best year ever, is over. Hey, let's get after it. I want to start today talking about you and your story. One of my most favorite things to do in the world is to help people tell their story. One of my least favorite things to do is to listen to people tell me their sob story about how things can't be done because of, and just fill in the blank, whatever happened in your past, whatever that is, because I'm doing these coaching calls now. And as I mentioned on yesterday's show, it's been a blessing to me. And I'm not just saying it really has been a blessing to me to listen to people, but it also concerns me because I hear a lot of fear. A lot of people have been beaten up. Like they're equating their past failures to their future results. And that is a dangerous, dangerous game to play because you won't win that game. If you're equating the failures of your past, whether it's divorce and bankruptcy or you've changed jobs 18 times or people talked about you, hey, let me tell you something else about those people that are talking about you. I just want to drop a value bomb, boom, right now on the Everyday Saturday podcast. They're talking about the old you, all right? They can't even get in touch with the new you. They don't even know how to get in touch with the new you. They're having a great conversation right now about the old you, though. But truth be told, they wouldn't even know how to get a hold of the new you. So you keep being the new you. And if you haven't, man, I hate that. New you, new year, new you, whatever it is. It doesn't even make any sense. I couldn't even remember the saying myself. It's so dumb. Because here's the other thing. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. Let me tell you why we're going off the rails, because this is the Everyday Saturday podcast. I just had another thought come into my head. All right. You're talking about new you, new year. The date can change. The day, okay, today is Monday, December 31st, 2018. The date can change till Tuesday, January 1st. That's not going to impact your life at all. The year can change from 2018 to 2019. Not going to impact your life one iota, okay? You know what's going to change is your inner self when you decide to make a change. And nobody outside can make you change. I can't make you change. Nobody can make you change. But life's an inside job. It is from within, okay? It is from within. So when you start working on the inside of you, on your mind and your body and your spirit, everything will change for the better. It will absolutely guaranteed change for the better. But this whole new year crap, it doesn't make one bit of difference. And everybody that posts online, it's just clickbait. They're just lying to themselves. They're trying to make somebody feel better, maybe. I don't even know, but nobody in your life, including yourself, tomorrow, if you're listening to this real time, December 31st, you're going to wake up tomorrow and be, Happy New Year. Cool. It's Tuesday. That's what I'm going to do. It's Tuesday. Let's get after it. I got coaching calls tomorrow, actually. I work over the holidays. That's what Every Day is Saturday means to me. Why? Because I love, freaking love, like my hair is on fire. Love, 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 love what I do. I love what I do. It's why, outside of God and my family, it's why I wake up in the morning. It's what gets me out of bed. And if you don't have that in your life, get it in your life and quit making it about money. You know, this story that you're telling yourself, back to the people that I've been speaking to that I was a little bit concerned with when I heard these things. And it's from a lot of people I heard these things from. And that's okay, because you can change. You just got to make the decision. Nobody's going to do it for you. But I heard, Sam, I can't because, and anytime you say the word I can't, I get it. I say it too sometimes. Hey, Sam, you want to go out for a beer? No, I can't because, well, that's actually, you know, that's just me trying to avoid people. You're trying to avoid the pain. That's what you're trying to do. You're just trying to say, I can't because I want to avoid the pain of fill in the blank. I got to start something new. I got to learn something new. I need to invest in myself. I don't trust myself. I don't believe in myself. If I don't believe in myself, why would I invest in myself? And on and on and on and on it goes. They're all lies. All of it's lies, directly from the enemy. The enemy wants to lie to you. It's the only thing he can do, is put those lies in your mind that you can't afford to invest in yourself. You don't have time to learn something. Look, this morning I was up at 4:30 in the morning, started our fireplace. I say, I walked the land. It's hilarious. I tell my kids, yeah, I was up early this morning, guys, 4 a.m. walking the land. And I've always wanted to say that. And I never really had the opportunity till we moved into this new farmhouse with an acre of land. So I go outside with the dogs. I don't know what I'm going to see, man. I always frame them like running some raccoon or something. I don't have a phobia of raccoons. Talking about being afraid, I still, those little beady eyes that look at you in the dark freaks me out. So I walk the land with the dogs, grab some twigs and sticks, bring them inside, start the fireplace, get everything going. So by the time my kids, who have the most cushy life of anybody in the world, and probably not really, but definitely better than what I had growing up, they all wake up to a nice toasty downstairs. And that heat gets shut off for the day. That's the other thing. Dad, it's freezing upstairs. Yeah, come on downstairs. But all of that, man, you can get up earlier. You want a better life? Get up earlier. Well, I can't. You can get up early. Go to bed early. Well, I can't. All of these are just excuses, and they're all driven from fear. You don't believe in yourself. Yet, some reason, you're telling somebody somewhere about what you're going to do. Nobody believes you. They just don't believe you. Why would they believe you? Because your actions don't match what we talked about yesterday. Your actions don't match what your mind and what your voice is telling them. And that's perfectly acceptable for people to say a little bit of cold water in your face. Say, yeah, you know, I don't believe you. I've said it to people. I said, yeah, I don't see it, man. You said this for the last 5 New Years. You know, you're going to do X, Y, and Z. And here we are 5 years later, and you still got the same issues. You're telling me you couldn't have set aside $100 a month, $1,200 a year over 5 years is $6,000. I mean, you could have done that, but instead you... How's that Wi-Fi going? You got that Wi-Fi paid for, though? You got that $100 a month? You got that cable? How about that smartphone? Data. Holla for the data plan. You know, all that. Just make it a priority. It's not a priority. It's just not a priority. You want to become a public speaker? You want to make money from stage? You want to become a coach, consultant, write a book, do all that stuff? Do it. There's no barrier to entry. The biggest barrier to entry, the biggest stop sign right now is you. You're holding up a big old stop sign, and you're telling people, I'm not going to do it because of the story that I have told myself and sold myself. You're the best salesperson, worst salesperson, whatever you want to call it, that you know. Because the minute you make the decision that you're going to move forward is the minute everything starts to conspire in your favor. I promise you. I promise you. But don't come from that same old fear mentality that you can't do it because, look, I'm telling you, man, how do I know? I've done it. I only talk about stuff I've done. That's it. I never talk about theory. I never talk about money. You know, money's nice. I get it. You want to pay the bills. You want nice things for your family. You don't want your kids to grow up in generational poverty like you did. I get it. But your kids are watching you. They're watching your actions. They're listening to the words that you're saying. And you're telling them that they can do whatever they want in this world, but you're not doing whatever you want in this world. So where's the disconnect? It's in your mind. Fix it right now. New Year's Eve. Let's do it, baby. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get better next year. I'm going to get better. I want to get better. I'm connecting already with people to set up stuff for 2019 that will get me outside of my comfort zone. Wait till you see. Just watch, babe. Just watch. Last year, I set the intention when I got out of my funk in March, and listen to those podcasts about me being in a funk, I set the intention that I was going to network a little bit more, get away, you know, as much as I got. I got 4 kids. I had Susan at home, who's special needs. You know, we got to take care of her and all of that. And I went to that event in Lauderdale, May 1st and 2nd, met Tony Robbins, Gary Vee backstage, hung out all day. Bumped into Grant Cardone. I mean, all of these people sitting back there, that changed the trajectory because I saw a different way and how hard these people work to prepare for just a 30-minute presentation, or in Tony's case, a 4-hour presentation. And I felt the warm spirit of everybody there, and I saw just the energy and everybody that wanted to learn something new. They were all there, 14,000 people in one convention center, all there just wanting to absorb wisdom and make a change in their life. Most of them didn't. I'm sure if you check back with most of the people that were in attendance out of 14,000, probably 13,700 of them are still doing what they're doing 7 months later. But that doesn't mean those other 300 aren't out there having a butterfly effect on the world and changing 2, 3, 4, 5 people at a time, and they're changing 2, 3, 4, 5 people at a time. So what do you want to do? This whole new you, new year, forget about that. How about tomorrow is a new day? Just focus on, don't even look at the calendar. January 1st, January 31st, May 4th, whatever. Get up earlier tomorrow. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. Get into the Bible. Go read your favorite blog. Listen to a podcast. Just sit and be quiet. Sit and be quiet for 30. Most people can't even sit and be quiet for 30 minutes. And think about what it is you need to do. One thing that you need to do to change in your life to make a bigger change that will lead to even a bigger change. All right? Think about all that today. I'm jacked up. I'm excited for you. If you want to chat, get on the phone, talk for 30 minutes. Let's do it. Go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar. You and I will have a call. Be prepared for the call, though. We're not talking about the weather. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about anything other than we're talking about you, your dream, and strategies to make every day Saturday. All right, let's get it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.